How is it starting? Hey guys. Hey guys, welcome to A Clueless Gen Z. It's your host Vanessa, or you can call me Jerry. And today I have like a very special guest with me today. And before we forget about it, do you want to say with me Happy New Year to my podcast? Yeah. You have to shout.
Okay.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
2023!
2023.
Are you happy to be with me? This is my first ever episode in this podcast for 2023. But this is episode 7. Yeah.
Listen, it's a pleasure.
Yeah. For real.
And you know that.
Yeah. You have to say your name. Oh, they don't know who you are. No, like complete name. That's all. Like, give them details, man.
Okay. Wayne Brand Mashar.
Not your three full names on your ID. Wayne, like, Mashar, what do you do? What's going on in your life? You know, give them substance.
Okay. I'm Wayne Mashar.
What?
So, okay, what details do you want me to say?
Like, what you do, you know.
So, Wayne Masharia, I work for a non-profit, and I love God.
You love God. Yeah. Amen. And amen.
Amazing.
Amen.
And I'm amazing. Vanessa is amazing.
Yeah, that's all we need to hear, guys. Ah! High five to that! So, how have you been?
I've been good, yourself?
I've been perfect. It's the first month of the year. It's all positivity. I'm all trying to be zen and good energy all throughout the year.
Okay.
You can't keep up. Are you trying to keep up?
You just said zen. Hey, I've heard that. So I'm like, what? Things are getting serious.
No, why is that?
You know, zen is... Anyway.
Yeah.
Good vibes.
Okay, good vibes, good vibes. Yeah. So, has your 2023 started so far?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Blessings, blessings, blessings.
Yeah.
Upon that's, blessings.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's all you have to say.
Okay. As in, good vibes.
Good vibes.
Yeah. What about you?
This is my second week of 2023.
Second?
Hey. Yeah.
Almost in Feb.
I know. Mm-hmm. But like mind-wise, everything-wise, like this is my second week. What? You haven't started your 2023 yet. You're on vacation, right?
Yeah.
Nasi Chomi, you have to be.
Okay.
So,
but let me tell you, 2023 is about to be a great year.
Mm-hmm. What's your motto? What can you say your motto for this year is?
Hard work.
Mm-hmm.
Bravery.
What?
Hard work and bravery.
Oh, bravery. Mm. Okay. In what?
Venturing new things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I've always... This... gonna be our year.
It's gonna be your year.
Our
year. Oh yeah, because my motto for this year is I either go all in or I do nothing, you know.
Yeah.
It's either you do everything that I want to put my head into, and you know, like if you go all in, you can face like the rejections and you know what I mean. Yeah. So.
And you know, the thing about life, life is not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
There's always rejections, there's always downfalls, but you have to keep your head up.
Yeah.
When the luck is kumana.
Yeah.
Try new things.
Okay.
Yeah.
I told you, like, you have to match my emotional energy.
Obviously.
Like, if I start crying, you have to give me those tissues. And they're, like, crying with me.
I'm ready.
Anyway, how was your weekend before we start? Oh, I can already know, like, how your weekend was. So, but anyway, how was yours?
Mine, you know, Nakuru is always a vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Fun after fun after fun after fun after fun after fun.
You mean share after share after share after share after share after share after share.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good vibes.
Not bad, not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Good vibes.
Good vibes. Yeah. Do you want to know how mine was?
Obviously.
Mine, on Saturday, do you know, like, we went on a movie night with...
Wow.
One of my brothers, yeah, and on Sunday, that was on Saturday night,
mm-hmm.
and then on Sunday night, it was the game between Manchester and Arsenal, yeah! I know you're a Man U fan, but sorry, we have to take this one.
Nice.
So we watched the game on Sunday, and that's how my weekend was.
Anyway,
how na mengi kusema?
Sina maoni.
How na maoni? Yeah.
But let me tell you,
mm-hmm.
football, fun,
mm-hmm.
emotional, but you have to move on.
Okay, yeah. I know. Maybe I'm telling you, like, this is my second week.
Mm-hmm.
of 2023, like, I literally, like, deleted all my social media platforms. Like, I was taking a detox. Even my someone close to me was also taking a detox, so yeah. We were all detoxing from the socials. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Anyway, have you ever tried that? It's very therapeutic.
Okay, nimefikiria lakini.
You should try that.
Okay.
I think I deleted, like, my Instagram, my TikTok. So the only thing that was on my phone was YouTube.
And you already came back to Instagram.
No, but that was, like, after my mind was so... A zen. Yeah.
Okay. When I hear zen.
No. Okay. But Cody, why is zen triggering to you?
That's a story for another day.
No, you have to tell me. You have to tell me. Because you've been laughing all the way. Like,
real,
when I say the word zen. Yeah.
Too serious.
So what would you prefer me to say?
I don't know, but not then.
Oh my, you can't keep with the Gen Z.
When you're old, you think I am.
Okay. So is there any plans you want to share with my people in this platform for 2023?
Yeah. So where do I start?
You can start career wise, relationship wise, friendship wise, anything that is your plan for the year. That you plan to wish. You don't have to share everything. Just whatever you plan to wish to share with us.
Career wise, I wanna go back to school.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
So I want to go back for my master's.
Mm-hmm.
Relationship wise. I just want to build.
You want to, or you already have someone? Oh, man, I'm keeping you on a radar.
But yeah, I want to build.
Mm-hmm.
Family wise, just keep moving.
Just
family. keep building.
Okay.
Together.
Yeah.
You know, family is everything. It's the worst.
Home is
family
best.
Is best.
Not home. That was home.
Hey, you know, Zungu. Say any of
yes. Yeah. Okay. Do you always come up with like a vision board?
Obviously. You have to. You always have to aim higher.
A vision board? Yeah. You have like a board where you write your plans and everything.
Okay. Not a board.
In your head.
My notes. Kofan. You always have to aim higher. Okay, achieve kitu ya kwanza. Unaka ya pili. As a human, you mm-hmm. have to always aim.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ukiachieve ya kwanza, msonga ya pili, ya tatu, ya nne. Ukisonga juu.
Okay.
Yeah.
What I do is mm-hmm. I write a letter to myself. Yeah. Like, on January, mm-hmm. like I write a letter to myself mm-hmm. to like what, like where I see myself at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. So like I'll say, dear Vanessa, this is where I am right now and hoping at the end of the year, we will be here and here and here. And we're hoping to achieve this and this and this.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, you should try that.
Definitely.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. I think I also have like a letter to my 30-year-old self right now. So like when I'm 30, like I'll read it and then I'll see like, okay, this is where I am at right now. Did I like completely like get what like I wished for when I was 25 mm-hmm. and now I'm 30? Yeah. That's... But you're not so sentimental like that.
Yeah, me, I just write notes.
He's just saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love, you know, the thing about life.
Mm-hmm.
Never be comfortable.
Yeah. Stepping out of your comfort zone.
Okay. Fika mahali, you put another stepping stone.
Yeah.
You move up. Because mm-hmm. once you get comfortable,
mm-hmm.
that's why you lose everything.
Okay, so what can you say mm-hmm. you've done in the past year that made you move out of your comfort zone? Like a major milestone?
Major milestone is Utaka nikuwa personal.
Yeah! If you're diving in, I want to like dive inside you to know what's inside there.
Okay. So last year,
mm-hmm.
Hey.
No, can I hold your hands? I want to hold your hands. Okay, now talk to me. I'm your therapist.
He's asking me.
Nah, you have to say it right now.
Wait,
nah, you have to say it. You have to say it.
What then?
Yeah, this is a safe space.
Hey.
No, this is honestly like a safe space. Sorry, trust me.
Listen.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have a part two.
Oh my
goodness. Can I say it part two?
Why do you... You know you won't be there in the party, so you have
that
to...
I have to be there.
That will be like next year.
I know, way. June.
Oh, you're coming in June? No, can you just say it right now?
No, I can't say
it. You can't say it right now.
By then, I'll be more comfortable.
Yeah? Okay, that's fine. I totally respect your boundaries. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the thing. Like, I have to respect what you are comfortable to share and what you're not comfortable in sharing. That's still okay. You know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, as in,
mm-hmm.
it's just that by then I'll be more comfortable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why, since this is a safe space right now, I respect whatever you want to share and whatever you're not ready to share. Yeah. That's okay.
Gen Z. Mnafanya watu feel comfortable. Karibu nipatiane life secret hapa.
So any habits you plan on stopping, like any habits you plan on picking up, you know, I want to hear it. Yeah.
Stopping.
Okay, can I start? Because okay. It's so hard
yeah.
for you.
Yeah. Wait first.
Okay.
You asked me a personal question, but you didn't even answer it for yourself.
Okay, ask me then. Ask me. Ask me. I'll answer it.
Yeah.
Frame it on your own and I'll answer it.
So what was your biggest accomplishment for last year?
Starting this podcast.
Hey, okay.
Oh my God. Yeah. As in, this is completely out of my comfort zone. I've been saying this like in all my podcasts, like this is totally not... This is not me like 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I've literally like I was able to get out of a relationship last year that looked very impossible to get out of.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my accomplishment as well.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, it has to be that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now in June.
Mm-hmm.
You see the confidence you've answered the question with?
Yeah.
And answer with the same confidence.
Okay, fine. Mm-hmm. I totally get it.
Yeah.
Okay, so any habits you plan on stopping?
Stopping.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Let me start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think mine, any habits will be maybe the alcohol, because I can't say like in 2022, like I definitely took so much. Yeah, so maybe cut down on taking the alcohol. And maybe like now the nightlife is not thrilling to me anymore. So I want to... maybe minimize it like in a month, maybe two weekends. Yeah. I know you can't relate. I totally get it. You can't relate to me. Yeah, so
2 times in a month.
Yeah, maybe 2 times in a month or once. It's not thrilling anymore.
I get you though.
Yeah.
Because if I compare myself now.
Yeah.
And when I joined campus.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
Is so it?
As in,
mm-hmm.
when the key reduced.
Oh wait, in campus it was more than this. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm outing you so much.
Yeah.
What was it like? More? It was more?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Wow. Okay.
And I hope my mom is not going to see this.
No, she doesn't listen to this.
How do you know?
See, I know.
How?
I blocked her.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. If you blocked her, then we're good. In campus. Party, you go to class, you party, you go to class.
Let me tell you, like, beginning of this year,
uh-huh.
it was so intense. I think that's when, like, I realized, like, I have to really, really cut down alcohol. Because I can't remember, like, I think on 31st, 1st and 2nd, it was not my body controlling me, it was the alcohol.
Remember the selfie we took?
Yeah, we were so drunk.
You and Nicole.
Yeah, me and Nicole. Oh my god, like our eyes are shutting down.
Anyway, that's a story for another day.
I know. That's why I need Jita Mkutano.
Mkutano.
Yeah, I was Masha like, manio. Yeah, this is not happening to me again.
Yeah.
In this year. Yeah.
But let me tell you, life is for the living.
Of course, that's your motto, man. It has always been your motto.
It should be everyone's motto.
Okay. So what habit are you planning to stop? You haven't even answered me.
Okay. But...
I told you.
Parting.
Parting. You want to stop parting?
Reduce.
Or reduce. Are you sure? Can we bet on that? Let's bet on that, honestly. And you know you're giving me dollars. Let's bet.
Can we bet on that? Parting and...
and? Alcohol consumption.
Yeah.
So you can say like mine and yours are almost similar. Yeah?
Because let me tell you. Anyway.
No, you tell me. Where are you going in halfway? You have to tell me.
The thing is, you know, it reaches a point. Some things have to reduce.
Yeah.
So
you're no longer like 25 years or 24.
Hey.
Fine. Love. Okay, so I'm young. Okay. I know you're young. I know you're
I'm
young.
No longer 19.
Okay, sir. So you're no longer 17.
You started drinking at 17?
No.
16.
No. No, I started at 18. It's not helping.
Any longer, but
I swear to God. I swear. Probably even 19.
Vanessa.
Yeah. Wait, don't out me that much.
After many years, you were...
Yeah. Wait, it's not funny. It's not funny.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
Hey, but then this seat is comfortable, huh?
Yeah. She'll be here in June. She'll get back here in June. Yeah. You see? I want to get you comfortable so that you can open up to me.
In June?
Yeah. Tell me all your secrets. My people will only get to know your secrets and they won't even share.
Hey, June. I'll even open my heart like this.
Oh God! Oh goodness! So what would you say? What are your major lessons in? Have you told me what you want to pick during this year? Like the habits you want to pick up. You've told me you want to stop, maybe minimize the level, minimize your consumption of alcohol and the partying. But you haven't told me what you really want to pick up.
Wow. To be honest, I haven't thought about that.
Oh my goodness. Oh.
But the thing I know, as I've told you, I want to go back to
school.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Mm-hmm. It really is. Yeah.
So next time?
You've been in school?
Yeah.
Utakua. Itafika mali, tutakuita daktari.
Communication.
PhD. PhD? Okay, fine. Can't wait. Yeah. So what I plan on picking up this year will be... I already know. What I plan to pick up is maybe be aware of who I am around with. I'm around, you know. Not everyone loves you. And I've been telling this to people who are close to me. Not everyone loves you. So you have to be around people who really love you. And if they don't love you, they'll have like so many negative. Told you, you have to match up. You have to match up.
We're building up slowly.
Yeah. You have to be around. You can hold my hand. You have to be around. You have to be around people who love you, because like if you do anything shitty or anything crazy, like they'll have like crazy things to say about you. But like when you're around people who love you, like they will understand you and they will tell you like, you know, they'll like tell you like stop it or whatever you're doing is not right and you know things like that. So you have to know who you hang out with. And one more thing is you don't have to like be wherever you're invited, you don't have to show up. Yeah. You don't have to show up to every event or be everywhere.
That's true.
Yeah, you can just like say no, I can't be there. You know.
And
and also saying no. You have to learn to say no.
Wow. You picked the words right.
Yeah. Out of my mouth. You really have to, like, I really want to be able to say no to, like, things and people. Yeah. So,
that's
like,
so true.
I want to be very intentional with everyone I am around with. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you have to be. Because not everyone loves you. You think everyone loves you?
No. But let me tell you. Mm-hmm. The people that love you is your family.
100. Mm, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you okay?
Yeah. But you know, you can't tell that to everyone because sometimes some people have like toxic family members.
But let me tell you.
You can't, that's not an advice. You can give it to everyone.
Okay, let me rephrase. The only person that loves you is your mom.
Also, you can't tell that to everyone. Some people have toxic moms. Yeah. It's I'm just trying to be honest. So that's how it is. Yeah, that's how it is.
Okay, I mean, I'm talking from my.
Yeah, but if you're talking from your perspective, because you know, like your family and your mom, they have always been there for you.
Yeah.
Then that works out
that's
for
true.
You, you know.
Yeah.
But if like not everyone is like privileged enough to get supporting family members and a supporting mom. Some people have like really toxic moms and really toxic family members. So when you tell them to turn to their moms or to their family, it's not working out for them.
On that one,
yeah.
I have to say computer.
I think.
Everyone, yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. So, I think.
But yeah, that's so true.
It's so true. Then, you agree?
Yeah, because I was talking from my perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So, but life is always about learning.
Yeah.
I've learned a new perspective. Because me, I've always said that.
From even though not sure.
Yeah.
But you don't, like, see other people behind.
Yeah.
So. So, what are the major lessons you can pick up
in life?
No, in the past year.
Past year.
Yeah. In 2022, like the mistakes you made and.
Better planning. No procrastinating.
That's a good one. I'm like, honestly, that's a good one. Yeah.
And always keep your phone on.
Don't keep your phone on airplane mode.
Yeah.
Because I already know, like, that's you. Yeah. Your phone is probably on airplane mode right now.
Yeah.
100.
Yeah.
So is it keep your phone off or keep your phone off airplane mode? I don't get
just
it.
Just keep it on. Man, that's a bad habit.
What? But let me tell you something. To support you, the same way we've said, like, this year is about, like, saying no. And it's not a must you pick up every phone call. If you feel like you're not in a position to talk to this person, don't pick up. But, listen. But then don't be so selfish with yourself that maybe anakuitaji something or blah, blah, blah.
Let me tell you. Mm-hmm.
Don't be so, like, into yourself that... I don't know how to say it, but it's not a must you pick up like every other phone call. That's all I can say.
Quiet cinnamon.
So, airplane mode, so you still plan on?
No, it's a habit that I want to stop.
Do you always like do the same thing when you're like, uko kwingine?
Okay, no problem.
No, uko kwingine.
Uko ni wapi?
Uko asuo na jo uko kwingine ni wapi? Ama tuseme wewe si... Should I say it? Because I know you don't wanna be... You don't want me to say it. Sweni sama bani!
Unachoma. What is that?
Niliona by the sama bani so ametuletia gonorrhea. Super gonorrhea. Na imetoka Massachusetts. Yeah. Let's talk super gonorrhea.
Yeah, but it's just again.
Imefika. It's trending. It's been trending. Yeah.
Oh, no, she's gone.
I know you've been on Twitter, so you can know what's going on.
For real, imefika Kenya.
Yeah. But they, you knew it was in Massachusetts, right?
No, I didn't know that.
For you didn't know that?
No.
I saw it.
What? Yeah.
See on Twitter.
What's up?
It's on Twitter. It's even in Nairobi. Currently in Nairobi, yeah.
Wow.
Guys are struggling with super gonorrhea.
For real?
Niyo imbo ya Anita Gonani Bento. Ilea, ukinipea. Mwingine ananipea, inatwaje.
Imefika Kenya.
Oh, so you knew it was in Massachusetts.
No, for real, I didn't know.
Yeah,
that.
It's in Nairobi.
What are you doing, boss?
Yeah. Mwenye anakupatia, anapatia huyo mwingine na wanapatiana. That's how gonorrhea comes. Endeleni kupeana.
Vitu zimechemka.
Mambo zimechemka.
What? Imefika Kenya.
Why are you so shocked? Are you unajishuku? Because you're shocked. It's in Nairobi, Kenya.
Listen.
Yeah, I don't know if it's in Nakuru yet, but most likely it's in Nakuru.
Kwani kuna statistics hatujui?
Mambo imechemka.
Listen.
Yeah.
For the record, I'm as safe as they come. Kwani umeleta? Hapana chomea mimi.
Mambo ya kichampioni.
In caption.
So what are your major lessons you've told me are?
For last year.
Yeah.
No procrastinating.
Oh yeah.
On the major.
That's a major one.
No switching off your phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You should. It's a good one.
Udemazena nani Anataka ni pasue kila kitu.
Another one.
I think those are the major ones.
Yeah.
I know you want to take a shot.
No. I don't want a shot. So mine will be... Guess what mine will be.
Take a shot and return home.
Oh my goodness. Is this like sip and whatever? No, we did this with 20 the other time, and this is definitely not taking shots.
Take a shot.
Guys, Wayne wants a shot.
No, both of us have to take a shot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, literally, we've grown up together.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, any of our favorite childhood memory as we close this podcast?
Vanessa.
And there are many. Hey.
You want me to trauma?
Yeah, you trauma. Me all trauma. Trauma is a trauma.
Okay. What I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when dancing competition.
Oh, I knew you'd say that.
Kashinda bike.
Yeah.
Na yo bike.
Okay, chukua. Imagine, I dance like it was just competition for like
kulikuwa na nini?
The winner gets the bicycle. And first of all, it was like those really nice bicycles.
Yeah.
The bicycle, and the second position gets like a whole crate of sodas.
Yeah.
And the third position gets whatever. But I got to, and funny thing, you went to the bicycle. I know you took it.
Yeah.
You were like, chukua yangu, let me take yours. I don't even know how you literally like
convinced
me until you took my new bike that I had worked hard for.
But you remember?
By the way, do you remember that night me and you were dancing? We were rehearsing.
No.
We were practicing. Me and you were practicing for that competition. And I ended up as the winner. And you ended up with the bike.
But
not
something
me.
I know.
Yeah.
We were cheered on by everyone.
I know. Oh my God. It's in the blood.
Communication. Uh-huh. Yeah, but hey.
It was good.
I remember Manzi how happy I was. Nini.
Because you went to the bike. Because
I knew.
That bike is mine.
Yeah.
That bike is mine.
Anyway.
Yeah, I think mine,
mm-hmm.
my favorite one will be, I think you already know this. Like that time we went to, like, you know those Mafundisho classes?
Ah. Vanessa, Winchesh.
Yeah, and then we went, and then mm-hmm. we were told to like carry snacks. Oh no, we were not told to carry snacks. Mm-hmm. I literally like had to lie. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to carry snacks so that I can get snacks. Mm-hmm. And then I told you, please lie so that I can get snacks.
Mm-hmm.
And then mm-hmm. you literally did not lie. You went ahead and even reported me to the teacher ati watu wengine walisabati to bebe snacks.
That was then. I'm not just this now.
You are sneeze, imagine. Like, I love when the teacher tells us, ati, kujeni hapa mbele wenye walisema mbebe snacks. No, I was at the front, and then you're telling me, go, it's you, you say that, it's you, just go in the
For real?
Yeah, you did. You were pointing at me like this, and I didn't stand up. The first time the teacher said, stand up. Everyone who told their parents to carry snacks, stand up. And then you were looking at me. You were turning your head. And then I had to stand up because you were looking at me.
Computer error.
Yeah, that has to be like...
For real?
Yeah,
that's
you did
you
that. That was the most meanest. I think I have another one, but that one I'll have to show more.
Okay, I'll tell you.
Okay. So, in touch.
Well,
so, what goals?
Things are getting old.
Yeah, we are honestly getting old. You know that?
Yeah.
Okay, so what goals, like, did you have a kid? Can you remember? And have you, like, actualized it, like, any of them?
To be happy.
Oh, wait, that was your goal as a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I remember I met a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
When you're in Nambia,
mm-hmm.
your goal should always be to be happy.
Yeah.
So.
The goal is always to be happy.
Yeah, Nambia gave up.
Ah.
So, as in.
Kuni, you were deep like that.
Yeah, because the teacher in Nambia, your goal should always
to
be happy.
To get money. When I was young.
So see, if you get money, you'll be happy.
My goal was to have like a husband at 25, have kids at 28. Look at me now.
But if you take it,
yeah, I know. At this point, like, there's no hurry.
Yeah. Mm. Things take time.
Yeah.
Rome wasn't built in a day.
Yeah. For sure.
So. But as long as you're happy. Mm-hmm. That's all that matters.
Yeah. Happy or successful?
See, being successful, they're happy.
No, you have to choose between happy and successful.
Happiness embodies everything.
No. Like, being happy and successful.
No.
You can be successful, but you're not happy. Or, like, you can be...
You can be happy because you're successful, you're healthy,
mm-hmm.
you have a good family.
Mm-hmm.
You have everything.
Okay.
That makes you happy.
Okay.
Happy is everything.
Nice. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. We're almost like at the end of the podcast. Like, how can you say this podcast has been?
On a scale of 1 to 100?
1 to 10.
1 to 10?
Yeah.
1,000.
1,000?
10.
Hmm. Okay.
I've had fun, Manze.
Yeah.
And I knew I'd had fun.
I know. It's usually like so much fun.
Yeah.
But usually, like in my podcast,
mm-hmm.
I wanted you to like dive inside your emotions. But I know sometimes, like literally, like I know, like when I start crying, you'll just be like that. Where? Sianze kulia sana. Don't cry so much. Or you'll not look at me so much if I start crying, or like if I bring up like a sensitive conversation or like some sentimental conversation, like you wouldn't want to engage, you'll try to run away from it. Think I don't know you? I know you.
That's a story for another
day. I know. So like I thought like you'll be. In June, like you'll be more in touch with your emotions,
definitely.
And that's my prayer. Like, I want you to be so in touch with your emotions so much, because that's what makes you human.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah.
So June.
Mm. Your what it aganini? Your masculinity, toxic masculinity. Yeah, but have you ever cried before?
I make cry all the time.
Wait, have you ever cried?
Yeah, this guy has seen me
this
cry.
This guy's have seen you cry.
Every time.
Oh my God. How comes I've never seen you cry. I'm usually the one crying.
I've cried all the time.
You've cried? Same word?
Topic for another
time. I want to see you cry so much.
Yeah,
because usually I'm the one crying.
Amma,
you will wanna cry, and then you start crying, and then we're all crying.
Anyway,
story for another day. Okay, guys. So, what will be your closing remarks for this? As like we're entering 2023, I wanna be so consistent, like No jokes. Yeah. It's either we're going all in or we're doing nothing. So it's either it's diving or we're just like staying there waiting to dive. Yeah.
Wow. Deep.
Deep. Deep diving. Yeah. Okay.
For me,
mm-hmm.
2023 is gonna be our year. As in hard work, good vibes,
mm-hmm.
energy,
mm-hmm.
family.
Mm-hmm.
Your family.
Because
at the end of the day,
your family is all that matters. Yeah.
Friends what I help.
Of course. Friends,
yeah.
Of
family
course.
Family what I help. Okay, cool. Shugulikia.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
family.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Benjamin Sema,
mm-hmm.
not everyone can relate.
Mm-hmm.
But on my side, there's my family.
Mm-hmm.
Good vibes, good energy, fun.
Okay.
Yeah. Fun. Life is for the living.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So thank you so much
for being here.
Yeah. It's been fun.
It's been fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
at least it's something new you've done 2023.
Yeah.
Be comfortable. So guys, that will be the end of the podcast, and I'm so grateful for Wayne Brian Mashada for being on my podcast. And this has been the first episode of 2023, and we promise to be more consistent throughout the year, and we'll probably come up, not probably, we're coming up with a YouTube channel.
Okay, yeah,
so you can share this podcast with your family, your friends, share it with your other friends and your other friends and your other friends, and yeah, that's it. It's been fun, so thank you guys. Bye.
Bye.
No, what the fuck? So ghetto. Bye.